Laudator Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Monday, the 2nd of December, the UN Secretary-General tells the COP25 climate conference that global warming threatens human existence. 14 Christians are murdered in a church in Burkina Faso, and Pope Francis tells entrepreneurs to work for the common good. In the Vatican, I'm Lydia O'Kane. Government leaders and other delegates from nearly 200 countries are gathering for a summit in the Spanish capital, Madrid, on what they view as a climate change emergency facing the world. As Stefan Boss reports, the UN Secretary-General has warned that global warming threatens human existence.
Speaking before the start of the two-week International Climate Conference in Madrid, United Nations Secretary-General Antonio Guterres had a grim warning. He said the impact of rising temperatures, including more extreme weather, is already being felt around the world.
We are confronted now with a global climate crisis. And the point of no return is no longer over the horizon. It is in sight and hurtling towards us.
With several nations facing severe flooding and massive wildfires, the UN chief condemned world leaders for what he views as a lack of political will to tackle global warming.
Until now, our efforts to reach these targets have been utterly inadequate. The commitments made in Paris would still lead to an increase in temperature above 3 degrees Celsius. But many countries are not even meeting those commitments. What is still lacking is political will.
He stressed that will should include putting a price on carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gas emissions. And in a warning to oil and natural gas giants, Guterres demanded that governments end subsidies of fossil fuels. He also told them to stop building coal-powered plants from next year. The UN chief also addressed concerns that the proposed climate policies will be too expensive and bankrupt nations. He said it was time to tax the significant polluters instead of the people. Despite all the reported climate difficulties, Guterres remained somewhat hopeful. He suggested there are scientific knowledge and the technical means to limit global warming and prevent extinction of humanity and other species.
We simply have to stop digging and drilling and take advantage of the vast possibilities offered by renewable energy and nature-based solutions.
Delegates from almost 200 countries now will try to put the finishing touches on the rules governing the earlier 2015 Paris Climate Accord. But not everyone sends crucial leaders to the 25th Conference of Parties Gathering, also known as COP25. The COP25 summit, which runs through December 13th, comes after the UN claimed that greenhouse gas emissions rose to new highs last year. Some nations viewed as the world's largest carbon emitters, the United States, China and India, will be represented by ministers or lower-level officials. The US administration of President Donald Trump has also announced its intention to withdraw from the Paris Agreement. Trump is among those expressing doubts about the human impact on climate change. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.
In Burkina Faso, at least 14 Christians were murdered on Sunday morning during worship services at a Protestant church in the country's east. In response, a local Catholic bishop has warned that an Islamist insurgency is seeking to drive a wedge between Christians and Muslims in a country where they have always lived together in peace. Devon Watkins has the details.
A persecution of Christians is underway. Bishop Justin Kiantega of Wahiguya provided that analysis of the current situation in Burkina Faso on Monday. He said the West African country's Catholic bishops have decried the state of affairs for months, but no one listens. The bishop said people obviously prefer to protect their own interests. On Sunday, suspected Islamist terrorists entered a Protestant church in the eastern village of Hantakura and opened fire on worshippers. At least 14 people were shot dead. The attack, which took place in the Fada Ngurma area near the border with Niger, is the latest incident in a pattern of anti-Christian violence. Bishop Kiantega linked the incident to Islamist propaganda. There is no doubt, he said, that insurgents are trying to create a conflict between religions in a country in which Christians and Muslims have always got along. The bishop added that those who carry out anti-Christian attacks also spread terror to gain control of land left behind by those who flee violence. Over 60 Christians have been killed in Burkina Faso in 2019. Bishop Kintega said Western media outlets and governments have largely ignored their deaths, and he linked the ongoing violence to the arms trade. Many Western powers obviously have some reason to let the violence continue. Their profit is more important than our lives, he said. Insecurity in the region, the bishop said, greatly limits the Catholic Church's ability to care for the faithful. Launching an appeal, Bishop Kintega urged the international community to pay attention to the volatile situation in Burkina Faso. He said Western powers must stop those who commit these crimes rather than sell them weapons that they use to kill Christians. I'm Devin Watkins.
A vigil was held in London on Monday for two people killed near London Bridge by a convicted terrorist who had been released early from prison. Jack Merritt, 25, and Saskia Jones, 23, both former students active in a programme on prisoner rehabilitation, were killed on Friday when Usman Khan went on the rampage with kitchen knives at a conference about the programme beside London Bridge. At the vigil, London's mayor, Sadiq Khan, said the British capital had gathered in a spirit of defiance to say that London will never be cowed or intimidated by terrorism. Three rescue workers died after their helicopter crashed last night near Marseille in southern France while en route to help people caught up in heavy flooding. An inquiry is underway to examine the cause of the accident. France's Mediterranean coast has been hit by heavy rain over the last week, leading to flooding and widespread transport disruption. China said Monday it will suspend US military ship and aircraft visits to Hong Kong in retaliation for the signing into law of legislation supporting anti-government protests in the semi-autonomous territory. It will also sanction several American pro-democracy and human rights groups. Libyan health authorities say an airstrike has hit a civilian area in southern Tripoli, killing at least four children. The Libyan capital has been the scene of fighting since April between the self-styled Libyan National Army and an array of militias allied with the UN-supported government, which holds Tripoli. At least 25 people have died in recent monsoon rains that inundated low-lying areas in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu. Hundreds more have been evacuated to relief camps. A monsoon in Tamil Nadu in 2015 killed more than 250 people. Returning to church news, and the Dicastery for the Promotion of Integral Human Development is holding an international conference in the Vatican on Tuesday to mark the 10th anniversary of Pope Benedict's encyclical Caritas in Veritate. Sean Patrick Lovett tells us more.
Pope Benedict XVI wrote Charity in Truth, or Love in Truth, as the encyclical is variously translated from the Latin, in 2008. His intention was to commemorate and to update another encyclical, that of Pope St. Paul VI, Populorum Progressio, written 40 years earlier. Then the global financial crisis worsened considerably, and the Pope decided to hold off publication of the document until 2009. In order to mark that 10th anniversary, the Dicastery for the Promotion of Integral Human Development will hold an international conference on the theme Theory and Praxis of Development in the Vatican on Tuesday, December 3rd. The prefect of the Dicastery, Cardinal Peter Turkson, hopes that with the contributions of representatives from the Church, international and non-governmental organizations, and experts from the world of economics and academics, the influence that Caritas in Veritate can still play in contemporary society might be brought to light.
This is a document that follows upon Populorum Progressio of Paul VI on development and roots it in the fact that true development is just not development of peoples, but the development of each individual human person. So he says that development then is a vocation of each person, a vocation that is realized when we all, love and imitation of God's love, become gratuitous with what we do with our resources to promote this in solidarity the well-being of the other person.
Various international realities provided the background for the encyclical at the time. Persistent poverty, hunger, exploitation, the emergence of environmental issues, globalization and planetary interdependence, the new means of communication, the growing difficulty of national governments to confront global powers and multinational companies, and of course, the financial crisis itself. From Pope Benedict XVI's perspective, these social questions have their basis in essentially anthropological questions. They regard the truth of the human person, which must be sought in the truth of who we are in Christ, who is himself, Caritas in Veritate.
And finally, Pope Francis on Monday received a group of young Catholic business leaders and entrepreneurs from France who are in Rome to take part in a conference entitled A Journey for the Common Good. The conference aims at promoting Catholic social teaching in people's personal and professional lives, as Christopher Wells reports.
In his address, the Holy Father welcomed the pilgrims and expressed his appreciation for their desire to follow the social teaching of the Church in both their personal and professional lives. He recognized that it's not always easy to reconcile the demands of the gospel with the demands of business and commerce, but he said,
Ma ritengo che I valori evangelici,
the evangelical values that entrepreneurs and managers hope to implement in their businesses
siano l'occasione di una genuina e insostituibile testimonianza cristiana,
provide an opportunity for genuine and irreplaceable Christian witness. The Pope said he hoped that the conference for the Journey for the Common Good would help those taking part by enlightening their discernment in order to help them in making conscientious decisions. He highlighted the teaching of Vatican II, which encourages lay people to be responsible witnesses within their own fields.
Alla luce della sapienza cristiana e facendo attenzione rispettosa alla dottrina del Magistero.
In the light of Christian wisdom and with attentive respect for the doctrine of the Church. He also highlighted the importance of ecological conversion and recommended his own encyclical Laudato Si to nourish their prayer and reflection. Although cultural change takes time, Pope Francis said, businessmen and entrepreneurs have an essential role to play in making modest but concrete changes to educate the world of work to a new style.
E a poco educare il mondo del lavoro.
At the same time, he reminded them that ecological conversion must be connected to spiritual conversion, which is its indispensable condition. To that end, Pope Francis called on those present to be committed to simplicity and sobriety,
ad impegnarvi su questa via della semplicità e della sobrietà,
rather than consumption, in order to truly appreciate life. Simplicity, he said, allows us to stop and taste the little things, to give thanks for the possibilities that life offers without attaching ourselves to what we have or saddening ourselves with what we do not have. The Journey for the Common Good conference is taking place in Rome over the course of 3 days, with meetings and reflections focused on the vocation of Christian business leaders and entrepreneurs in light of the social doctrine of the Church. I'm Christopher Wells.
Well, that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, be sure to visit our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. You can also like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter. Many thanks goes to our studio team in the Vatican. Thank you for joining us.